The following shiur has been presented by Rav Tzvi Ralbag, Rav of Beis Ephraim, Woodmere, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
The Gemara brings a machlekes Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shmuel, whether tzorech das bailim or ein tzorech das bailim. When you return a pikodoin, do you have to do it with the owner's knowledge, tzorech das bailim, or ein tzorech das bailim? There's an interesting halacha whereby, what if I return the pikodoin and the owner knows about it, but he doesn't want to get it back? For example, if I decide to return a pikodoin toich hazman, I'm supposed to watch the pikodoin for 30 days, and after 15 days I come over to the bailim, and I tell the bailim, I want to return your chefetz, here it is. So the owner knows about it, he knows I'm returning it, but he doesn't want it back. Could I force him to accept the pikodoin toich hazman? Or in other words, could a shomer retract from his chiyuv shmira toich hazman within a time frame that he's supposed to have watched it longer, and he decides to retract on the shmira? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph says, paskens, v'him ifkidoi etzloi lezman yedua, eino yochei lachichoi lekabloi mimenu toich hazman. That if you give a pikodon for a person to watch for a specific amount of time, you cannot force the owner to take it back within that time. Once you are committed to watch the chefetz, a shomer cannot be choizel toich hazman. So the Mishneh Lemelech in Perek Zayin Mishaila Halacha Yud Aleph frekt a gute kasha, asks a good question. That we know, after all, that a worker, any type of poyel, a worker, can always retract, even if he made a kinyan, even if he signed a contract. A poyel can always retract. Why? Because it says in the Torah, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loy avodim la'avodim. A yid is never an eved to another person, only a Tokadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even if you have a contract, and a poyel is on the contract to work, he poil yochel lachzor. Afilu b'chatzi ayoyim, a worker can always retract in the middle of a day. So, frek the Mishneh Lemelech, a shomer is also a poil. A shomer is also working for the owner. His job is to go and watch the chefetz, to watch the item. So, since a poil yochel lachzor afilu b'chatzi ayoyim, so a shomer who is a poil, who is watching the chefetz, the item of the owner, Yochel lachzor afilu b'chatzayoyim, should be able to retract. So why then does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that you cannot retract in the middle of the day, you cannot force the bailim to take back the chefetz? So in order to answer it, we must clear what is a shomer. Why is the shomer chayev to pay? The chiyuvei tashlumim of a shomer. Why is it? Is it because the ishmira is mechayev him to pay? In other words, the fact that the shomer did not watch it koroi, he did not watch it the way he's supposed to watch it. A shomer chinam was negligent, was pesheya. A shomer socher let it be stolen. The fact that they did not watch it the way they're supposed to watch it, that's why they're chayev to pay. They did something wrong. They did not do a shmira, and not watching it is a mechayev. And like that, it's mashma in Bava Kamed of Dalad Amid Beis, that Rashi says, brings down in the Gemara, that kol hanach de Rebbe Shaya hu atzmoi mazik, says Rashi, the hanach dalet shomrim hein atzmom heziku, that the four shomrim, by not watching it correctly, hoil v'lo shomru karoi, if they did not watch it correctly, that is a maisa mazik. Then it's as if they damaged the chefetz. So according to Rashi, it seemed to be that the chiyuv tashlumin, the reason why a shomer is chayev to pay, is because he did not watch it correctly. And a shomer has a special halacha that if he doesn't watch it correctly and it gets stolen by a shomer socho, or he's negligent by a shomer chinam, that is considered a maisa hezek. It's as if he damaged it. A regular person that doesn't watch something is not considered a maisa hezek. But a shomer who's supposed to watch it and he doesn't watch it, that is a maisa mazik, and therefore he's chayef to pay because it's as if he damaged the chayfetz. That's where the chiyuv tashlumin comes from. Or no, a shomer doesn't have a chiyuv to watch it. The reason why he has a chiyuv to watch it, but the reason why he pays is not because he did not watch it, no. The reason why a shomer is chayef to pay is because when I give something to a person to watch, he's mekabel achrayus. It's like an insurance policy. He guarantees that he's going to return the chayfetz. Therefore, as soon as he accepted shmira, it's as if the shomer tells the owner, I am going to pay you back, I'm mekabel achrayus, I accept responsibility, and I'm going to give you either the chayfetz or its value. Just, if the item is still around, if he watched it correctly, that's a ptur. If he watched the chayfetz, then he can return the chayfetz, he's potter from paying, because he watched it correctly. But the reason why he's chayv to pay, is because in the beginning he accepted upon himself a chiyuv achrayus, a guarantee, he guaranteed him, he's going to give him the chayfetz, or the value of the chayfetz. So therefore, the reason why a shomer is chayv to pay, when he doesn't return the chayfetz, it's not because he was not shomer koroi. It's not because he damaged the chayfetz by not watching it. No. The reason why a shomer is chayv to pay is because he guaranteed originally a chiyuv achrayus that he's going to pay for the chayfetz. It's that guarantee that is mechayev him to pay for the chayfetz. What's the nafkamina between those two pshatim? So there's a classic nafkamina whether a shomer does actually have to watch the chayfetz or not. If, now, by a regular shomer chinam, it doesn't really make a difference. Because either way, whether he watches it or he doesn't watch it, if he returns it, he returns it. And if he doesn't return it, he pays for it, if he's negligent. But a shomer socho who gets paid for watching it. Why does a shomer socho get paid? Does he get paid by the owner because he's watching it? He gets paid for watching something? Or does a shomer socho get paid because he's mekabel achrayus? Because since he guarantees he's going to return the chayfetz, even if it gets stolen, nignav or nevad, that's why I pay the shomer socho. It's like an insurance policy. I know I'm going to get it back from the shomer socho, and for that I pay you. But I don't care if you watch it or you don't watch it. I'm paying you because I know that you are guaranteeing me the chayfetz if it gets stolen or it gets lost. So a shomer socho, why does he get paid? Does he get paid for watching it? Or does he have to watch it? Or no, maybe he doesn't have to watch it, as long as he guarantees the return, even if nignan v'nevat, he did his job. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina perhaps would be, if a shomer socho does not watch it correctly, and it gets stolen, so the shomer socho is willing to pay, he has to pay. It gets stolen, shomer socho is chayv b'gneiva v'aveda. After he pays for the chayfetz, that he's chayef to pay for, does the original owner, the Bailim, does he pay the shomer socho the amount that he told him he's going to pay him for watching the item? In other words, does the shomer socho get his char? Does he get paid for watching the chayfetz? If you say that the shomer socho gets paid because his chiyuv is to watch it, so here clearly the shomer socho did not watch it adequately. V'haraya, it got stolen, it got lost. So therefore the Bailim would not have to pay the shomer socho if it gets stolen or it gets lost for the work that the shomer socho performed, because the shomer socho did not watch it carefully, and therefore he doesn't have to pay him. But if you say the reason why shomer socho, or if you say the reason why shomer socho gets paid is not for watching it, but it's for kabbalas achrayus, the fact that he guarantees to return the chayfetz, that itself is a reason why the Bailim pays the shomer socho. There is no chiyuv to watch the chayfetz. Yoshev u'mishamer. He doesn't have to watch it. As long as he guarantees its return. So in such a scenario, where he does not watch it correctly, but it gets stolen and it gets lost. But nevertheless, the Shemeshach is paying for the Chavetz, then in such a case, the Bailim would have to pay the Shemeshachar at least up until the point that he, watched it, or up until the point that it got stolen. The Meiri, in the end of Perek Umnin, paskens that a Shemeshachar should get paid, even if the item is lost or stolen. Even if it's Nignav or Nevad, the Shemeshachar has to get paid. Why? Because he's still Mekabel Achayis. He's still returning the Chavetz. He's paying for it. It gets lost, it gets stolen, the Shemeshach is paying for it. And therefore, he did his job. He was Mekabel Achayis. He gets paid by the Bailim. The Chazanish and Rabbi Yehuda Asad seem to learn that no. They say that if you're just returning the Chavetz by payment, if you're just paying for the Chavetz, that's not doing your job. And since he was not Yoishev Umeshamer, he did not watch it adequately, so therefore he does not get paid for his work, and a Shemesach in such a scenario, according to the Chaznish and the Mari Asad, would not get paid if he did not watch it carefully and it got stolen. So clearly we have a Chakira. What is the Chiyuv, why a Shomer, a general Shomer, is Chayiv to pay? Is the reason, back to our original Chakira, is the reason because he did not watch it carefully, that's why he's Chayiv to pay? Or is the reason why he's chayav to pay is because he was mekabel achayus? Originally he promised he's going to guarantee that he's going to return the chayfetz. Just every time he watches it carefully, he's putter from his achayus. Then he doesn't have to return, he doesn't have to pay for it because he's returning the item. But if he doesn't watch it carefully, so the reason why he's chayav to pay is because of the original kabbalah achayus. According to this, says the Ktzais, that would answer the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. We had a question in the beginning. Then why do we say that a Shomer cannot retract in the middle of Ishmira? After all, Poyel Yochel Lachzor Afilu B'chatzi Hayoyim. Answers the Ktzois in Simen Reish Tzadi Gimel, and again in Simen Ayin Dalet, Sifkot and Aleph, that a Shomer, the reason why a Shomer is Chayef to pay, is not because he did not watch it carefully. A Shomer has a separate chiyuv of kabbalas achayus. The reason why a Shomer is chayav to pay is because he's mekabel achayus, he guarantees payment. That's why a Shomer is chayav to pay. Therefore, says the Ktzais, even if he wants to retract from his din shmira, poel yochel lachzor afilu b'chatzi hayoyim, even the fact that he wants to retract and go to the owner and say, I don't want to work for you anymore, I don't want to watch your item, and therefore I'm returning your item, says the Ktzais, he can retract from Hilchay Shmira. From watching it, he can retract in the middle of a day. But since he guaranteed it was a mamonis dikei chiyuv, he guaranteed payment in the beginning, if he doesn't return the item for 30 days or after 30 days, so that mamonis dikei chiyuv, that monetary responsibility stays for 30 days. So therefore, even if he would return the item early, but the monetary responsibility stays for 30 days, that's a mamonis dikachiv. From that, he cannot retract in the middle of the day. A poil yochel lachzor afilu b'chatzi hayoyim means a worker can retract, I don't have to work for you. But any shibud, any responsibility that I took upon myself for the duration of 30 days, will always stay, and therefore a Shomer, even if he technically could retract from watching it for 30 days, but the mamonis dikachiyev, the monetary responsibility, would always remain. It's interesting to note that a Shomer socho, perhaps, might yes be able to retract before the time. Toichazman. The Machne Ephraim in Hilchos Shomrim, Simen Yudches, seems to hold that only a Shomer Chinam cannot retract before the end of the time period. But a Shomer Socho, according to the Machne Ephraim, might yes be able to retract. And of course the svar is, because a Shomer Socho, besides the Chiyuv Achayus, or perhaps his reason with the Shomer Socho, the reason why he's chayav to pay is because the Shomer Socho has a Chiyuv liyos yoshev umeshamel. A Shomer Socho has a Chiyuv to watch it. I'm paying you money so that you should watch my chayfetz. Watch my item. Your whole responsibility is to watch my chayfetz. That's why I'm paying you. And therefore, the reason why a Shomer Socho is chayav to pay is not because of the kabbalas achayus, but rather because he is not watching it carefully. Therefore, says the Machne Ephraim, if the chiyuv of Ishayim Socho is to be yoshev u'mishama, to work for the owner, to watch the chayfetz, and that's why I'm paying him, Ishayim Socho might yes be able to be choyzer afilu im toich hazman. Ishayim Socho might be able to return the chayfetz within the time period, because his whole chiyuv towards the Baalim was to work for the Baalim, to watch the item for the Baalim, and the poel yochel lachzer afilu b'chatzei hayom. Others argue in the Machne Ephraim, the Kseis himself argues in the Machne Ephraim, and he holds that Hashem Yisocha is no different than Hashem Echinom, also has the Kabbalah Sachayis, but at least we understand where the Machne Ephraim is coming from. The swag of the Machne Ephraim is because Hashem Yisocha, his chiyuv to watch it, is not a Kabbalah Sachayis, but rather a shyoshev u'mishamer, he has to work for the owner, and therefore he has to work for the owner by watching it, he might be able to retract toich hazman.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.